people came from another planet to bring the funk. So put on your earbuds and get in your bunk. It's Cast Today, it's here to stay, don't act like a punk. It's Cast Today, come sail away, and now let's get crunk!
Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming back once again. This is Cast Today. I have a special treat for you guys, because the first time around, some stuff went down, and unfortunately, the episode completely erased. I think I told you guys about that on episode 9, which is the one where I bumped Corey up. But no, this was the original guest for episode 9, the one and only Alejandro Rosado. How are you, man?
Very good, man. Thank you again for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
Lots of laughs, man. Awesome.
I'm saying. So, like, yeah, okay. We talked about a lot of stuff last time around. We kind of got into your origin story. And I think that's pretty interesting. And I think that's something that the folks would love to hear again, if you could just give us a little taste of that. So how did you get started in comic books? What was your inspiration?
My inspiration is has been, let's see. Well, I did get into like the Charles Schultz Peanuts. But in high school, it was the Death of Superman. I didn't understand how or why or pretty much how the person got paid. Was it Dan Jurgens?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Was responsible for that. I didn't understand it, but I was very hooked on it, and you know, picked up those issues, and it led to like stuff from Marvel. I've always been a both Marvel and DC head, and then like the Image boom. So I am talking my old age. This was like '92. Era, and you know, you're hearing about Spawn and like the Young Bloods and the Wildcats and stuff like that. But that was my time in of like finding out. But I would always try to emulate those artists from back in the day, where it'd been McFarlane or Jim Lee or even Rob Liefeld. I wanted to illustrate like that, but deep down, it always been that I had that kids books illustration style, which is, I love it, which you could see it in my style right now. So
right in the pages of Sofa Kingdom, of course, and yeah. Elementals.
Yeah, that you got the Element Factor. You have Sofa Kingdom, and my new property project that's going to be Alley Cat, which so far there's not a book about them yet, but a lot of love. A lot of people love this cat, and I hope to have something presented after the Element Factor project is complete. But you could see it in my style. It's in the kids book style, but it always goes back to liking that the Marvel Image style back in the early 90s and stuff like that. So I'm from that era, but I always do my research from other creators. You know, I'm a big fan of Steve Ditko and John Romita Sr. And just like all those, those books and stuff like that. So, yeah, total
yeah.
fan.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. You know, I really do dig your style. And I like the fact that the industry is more open to a more relaxed, fluid style nowadays, instead of just the hard edges and the rippling muscles and everything like that. I mean, there's a place for that, definitely. And, you put it where it's due. Of course, we always need to have a Superman book, but there's still room for books like yours and Mini Marvels and G-Man and other books that Chris DiRusso did that I can't name right now. But you know what I'm saying? It's everything.
That's very cool. Yeah. The guys you mentioned right there, they're just I'm inspired by them. It is really cool and refreshing to see that style where you have, it's just variety, and comics are for all ages. And, what's that cereal commercial? It's like the kid in me acts like this, but the adult in me, you could have that both styles. I mean, even for my the Viking comic that I did, which I will be bringing back, and I'm going to have it all as a trade, so Ocean Marauders. the characters do look cute, but they're bad, and you know they're, you know, Vikings and you know the marauders, and they go out for treasure and you know mischief and stuff like that. So I really tip my hat to, you know, these guys that are able to do, you know, the you know, I Hate Fairyland, you know, Scotty Young stuff. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, you know, the character, she's just a total, you know, badass, if I could say that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. And yeah, I hope I could, you know, or I hope I am contributing where you know, I do workshops for kids here in Chicago. And you know, their kids are inspired. They draw more, you know, cleaner than I. And as far as my stuff is more cartoony, but the other kids there will tend to draw more realistic, and I applaud them. So, you know, it's you know, everybody, you know, should be, you know, pushing people to do more artwork, and that's which I think is great. So I applaud those guys that you had mentioned, and like to see more of it. So, yeah.
For sure, man. You know, you talked about teaching a little bit. I wanted to kind of touch on that as well. Last time we talked about this too, but it's really cool. And I applaud them for doing this. C2E2 gave you a platform to actually get kids in a small class and teach them how to draw. And it was so interactive and fun. And yes. It was just cool to see all these kids sitting around learning to draw comics at a comic convention. You would think it'd be something natural, but to me, this is my first time seeing something like this. And I thought it was spectacular.
Yes. Totally. Getting the, you know, the kids involved with that. Like I mentioned earlier before, I'm inspired, by the comic book, like A Death to Superman. I didn't know who the person was, but it was, you know, Dan Jurgens, if it, you know, that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. His, you know, I didn't, you know, at that early age, 12, 13 years old, you could make a living off of that. I mean, you know, I come from a family of like having jobs that were in trades and, you know, electricians and, you know, carpenters, and my dad was a barber and stuff like that. But for like doing comic books, that wasn't, you know, heard of, you know, and you know, for where I was and whatnot. But yeah, for this to have this class showing the these kids that hey, you can, you know, it's not a, you know, down the line, hopefully you could make a career off of it, but to show that you can do it. Yeah. The kids were just nonstop and excited and, you know, give them credit. You don't, you know, they know what they like and what they don't like. And that's really awesome for C2E2 to have that. And I'm, you know, I'm very grateful to be part of that. And I, you know, I've been doing it for the last 3 years now. So I look forward to each, if, you know, for the next one, if they, you know, be happy to have me for that. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're going to put them on the spot, and I'm going to tell them right now, I want you back.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, man. Yeah.
Right on. So we talked about others that have a more relaxed style, like Christy Russo, Yale Stewart doing JL8.
Yes.
Now I also want to talk a little bit about, you know, your crew over at All Yeah Comics. You got Art Balthazar over there, Franco, you know, how did you, get hooked up with those guys?
Oh yeah. or oh yeah.
it just rolls off the tongue.
All pun. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are, our big brother to me. But yeah, I've always been a fan of their titles and what they worked on. And actually, I've met Art, many years ago, and not too many years, but when I was in high school, doing like the smaller shows, and I don't know if you mentioned, going to the like local shows, attending, you know, the Ramada that was out by O'Hare Airport. I'm saying my South Side tell me that. And actually, I would always come on, you know, go by, and, you know, I would see him drawing in his style. And that was just very cool. But, you know, he's from the South Side. I'm from the South Side. Like just similarities, like he graduated from Columbia. I graduated from Columbia.
Oh, cool.
Just, you know, awesome guy. And Franco as well, too. It's just, they're, you know, having that look and style. You know, I've always been working on my titles, but they made it, you know, more cooler to show that you can do this too, which, you know, like I always say, they're, you know, I hold them in high regards. They're like, you know, like I just said it, big brothers. And, yeah, those guys are the ones that, you know, showing the way and whatnot. And Art always told me, you know, you're very consistent with your work. And I would give him a book every year. And he just said, he goes, hey, you know, I'm putting together a new title. And, you know, I want you to draw a page or two. And I was like, I'm down for it. So that's how it's been. But, you know, he has other guys like Kurt Wood and Scoot McMahon and whatnot of, Denver Brewbreaker, all really great illustrators. And, you know, for, you know, Franco and Art to have us part of that, that, you know, I'm very most grateful for that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they're happy to have you on the team as well. Mm-hmm. So just kind of change the subject a little bit, man. I know you're a gamer. Have you been playing anything new lately at all?
Oh, as far as gaming, man, I keep my eye at looking at stuff, but everything goes back to like retro, like 8-bit. I think the last thing I just went back and played was what was that? The Year of Luigi. I played
Super Luigi Brothers on the Wii.
Yeah, I played that one. I can't stop. You know, I go back and play that. But I'm big into the Legos. I love Legos. Even my characters tend to have that Lego-esque look.
Yeah.
I like all the titles they showed for E3. You know, I'm excited to see that Zelda game.
Oh, that looks gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. I could imagine a person like saying, you know, family, wife, work, you're not going to hear from me for 3 years because I'm going into this world.
Yeah, man. Those Bethesda games, it always happens to me. I get sucked into those, something fierce. Even before we started recording today, you know, I get real analytical. I just get real particular about what I have on my character, like as far as inventory with Fallout 4. And when I'm watching D play, my wife, and her character is just bogged down like all the time. Like, it does not matter. Whenever I watch her play, it's like her carry weight is always overboard. So I'm like, look, just hand me the controller. Let me help you clean out the inventory real quick, and I'll hand it right back. I'm just like manic about that stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
That's how immersed I get in the Fallout. I'm like, come on, you're breaking your back. Let me just help you take this. Come on. I got you.
Nice. That's very cool.
Jeez. But yeah, man, I really dig the old school stuff too. Like this past weekend, I was playing a little bit of Shovel Knight.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. That was something that I had skipped over. Like, it's been out since 2014. I never gave it a shot, but I'm so happy I did because it's so much fun.
They have an amiibo of him, of the character as well too. How cool is that?
That's really cool. I mean, it's funny too, because this is like, you know, the amiibos is usually like big time established characters that have been around for generations. But this is a character that came up less than 2 years ago, and it's an indie game. And
exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, that gives hope to all of us little guys. Anything is possible.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like I mentioned before, you know, I've come from a big family of 15 children, 9 sisters and 5 brothers, plus me is 6 boys. So, I have nieces and nephews galore.
Oh, wow.
And, I'll say one of my keys of being consistent with my work is the nieces and nephews. They put me on a spot and they all say, "Can you draw this? Can you draw that?" And I have to remember what these characters look like, and it's very helpful. And I always tell them all the time, "Thank you," because when I go to the comic conventions, can I use Pokemon as an example?
Oh, of course.
I remember hearing about it in senior high school, something called Pocket Monsters. And then like later on, you're like, oh, Pokemon. And then now there's like over, what is it? Close to 1,000? I could be wrong on this, but I remember getting as a birthday gift, Pokemon Red. And I didn't know what it was, but I'll go ahead and play it, and it was very cool. So Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was getting into it, of course, around the same time you were. Mm-hmm. I was getting into it under the guise of, all right, I want to get this so I can play with my little brother, who was, I think he was 8 at the time. And I'm like, all right, you get the blue one, I'll get the red one. You
know,
I'll just play it just so you have somebody to play with. It's cool, man. Knowing good and well, I wanted to play it because I wanted to see what it was all about.
Right. You know, that's very funny that you mentioned that. My nephew at the time, he was that age, and he asked his dad, he goes, I'm going to get blue, and can I get this for my uncle? Mm. The color red. And he's like, well, what? And he goes, yeah, you know, they could battle. So he gave this to me, and I was more touched at the he did cutting grass and his chores just so his uncle. And, you know, he's an only child, but, you know, he has a lot of cousins. But he's like, I got to get my uncle this Pokemon Red. And I just like, OK, so what did I do? I you better believe that I beat that game. I went through the dungeons and I did everything just to show that it wasn't just like, oh, thanks for the gift and then put it on the side. No, I really played it just to, you know, and, you know, that was very nice of. For him to do that for that age as well too, so yeah, you know, just it's just very interesting. I like that you mentioned that you're about your brother, that, you know, let me try it and whatnot. So that's very cool. That's very awesome.
Yeah, Matt. No, it was like I said, it was super selfish of me though, because I really just wanted to play it myself.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, dude, like I'm impressed and I'm glad that holds true, that like that type of motivation really does help kids, like, you know, grow, like, yep. Giving them something to do so they can earn the game, so they feel like they actually accomplished it, you know, without actually having a full-time job and having a steady income. Just having that little, okay, I worked so I could get this, it makes you feel a sense of pride, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. I like that a lot.
Very awesome. Yeah, cool. I love that. I love how you mentioned that about you and your brother and whatnot. I like having the game and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know. And then of course he just kept on playing them. I gave up after like the second two of them or whatever, the silver and gold ones. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's enough for me. I'm good now. But
oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's still on it. He's still on, like, what is it? What's coming out now? X and Y, I think. Yeah, he's on those. So.
Is it like a moon, or is that
Sun and Moon? Right. Yes. Yes.
See, I'm with it. I hear what's going on. I keep my ears to the streets.
Yeah, to the streets, he says. I love it. All right, Alejandro, thank you so much once again for joining me. For those who want to find your work online, where should they go?
Oh, they can go to AleroArt.com. I'm on social media as well, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I do have a Twitch account. I am learning. Please have mercy on me. I'm trying to understand how to incorporate my illustrations on there. So I will have something up by August. So yeah, please. Thank you again for having me as well too. So
for sure, man. And I'm going to put links to all your stuff in the comments section. Folks, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. This is Matt Peters for Alejandro Rosado saying stay mighty.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.